You know what they say, fool me once, strike one, but fool me twice, strike three.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, coming at you from, what was it, Bunker 21?
I don't remember. I don't really know what you're talking about, so I don't know how to answer that.
Last week I said it, we were in a bunker.
Oh.
I just don't remember what the number was. That. It's part of, what's that movie? The game is called Fallout. Yeah, yeah, it's part of the Fallout lore, because you're in a bunker while the world blows up, and then you get out. Did you hear that? That was the first bomb that dropped. So yeah. They get out of the shelter, and then you're like, woo.
Yeah, I know the game.
Do you?
Yes.
Tell us more about Fallout, Caitlin, since you know the game so well.
Well, you kind of just explained the whole thing.
No. Do you remember the big dragon things that I had to fight?
That wasn't in Fallout.
Yeah, it was. I can't. They're called Deathclaws. They're called Deathclaws. They are scary as piss.
Sure.
Scary. Scary, scary Deathclaw. But anyways, now we're back. This is Casual Lit, by the way. I'm Jason.
I'm Caitlin.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff for you. Non-virus related stuff.
We do.
I guess this is episode 3, so this would be 3.5 weeks.
It's 5 weeks. Next week is 5 weeks.
But you've only done this. This is your third time to do it, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right. Yes. We didn't skip a week.
No.
So it would technically be 5. So it's 5 weeks for you have been out of school, right?
Yes.
And then Rhodey came on that last time.
Uh-huh.
And then that was the end of it.
Well, next week would be 5 weeks. So this is week 4. Rhodey came on week 1. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are still stuck in our house.
Oh, my God.
It's wearing down and we are starting to hate each other.
Yeah. I said today as I rounded the corner, quarantine isn't going to last much longer. And then I punched my hand.
Oh, dang.
Like, that's, you know, when you are being tough and you hit yourself in the hand before you fight someone.
No, for me to be tough, I just look at people.
Yeah. Does that work really well?
Holy crap. That dude. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. You didn't know that? That's what happens.
Mm-mm.
First, let's go through this list of board games.
Okay.
This is stupid. I've never heard of this. The number one says Don't Look At Me Party Game from Urban Outfitters. What is Urban Outfitters? What?
Isn't that like teenage hipster store?
Making clothes.
I feel like such an old person. Holy crap.
Oh, here you go. The game is picking an Instagram caption. The next game is called You've Got Crabs, a card game from Exploding Kittens. Yeah, okay.
Okay, all these sound terrible.
Ooh, this one looks fun. How to Rob a Bank board game. It's only $10 at Target.
Nice. Wish I could go there.
We should do that. The next one's Walmart, 5-second rule. That sounds like a cool game. The clock is ticking. You have 5 seconds to answer these really easy questions. Sounds easy, but you'd be surprised at how quickly that time goes by.
Interesting.
Ooh, suspenseful. The next one is Incoherent. Okay. What do you mean? No need for drinks. This game will have you and your friends speaking gibberish while the other team has to guess what's being said. Incoherent.
Sounds like Taboo.
Yeah. Then, of course, L.L. Bean Deluxe Scrabble and Monopoly. What the? It's $170 and you get Scrabble and Monopoly.
But ew.
But they're like the fancy.
Who would spend their money on that?
Fancy.
If those are the worst two board games ever.
I love Monopoly.
Ugh, I hate that game. Takes way too long.
Well, this can't be appropriate.
What?
This game is called Side Effects.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know. Ugh. This one's called Ganja Land Board Game.
Interesting.
You got to try and make your way across the board while pulling cards. Boring. I don't know how to say this. Machikoro game. Machikoro. It's an Asian descent. And there's the Clue Office edition.
Ooh.
That we should have bought.
Yeah, we should have. It was like $90 or something ridiculous, though, at what's that? Box Lunch place.
Box Lunch. Yeah, they've got it on here for $50.
Clue is one of my favorite games, but the only terrible thing is mostly games are not two-player games.
Nope.
You can't play Clue with just two people.
I mean, you can. It'd be boring.
Connor's not old enough.
God, we both have like 30 cards apiece.
Yeah.
This is called The Horrible Truth. The card game finally gives you a way to pull all of the crazy, useless info you know about your friends to good use. Mm. Oh, if we were allowed to hang out with our friends, that'd be cool.
I know.
Well, that was 11 board games you should buy during the quarantine. All of them take more than two people. Worthless, I tell you. We did do something cool though. Today we went and got some BJ's. Got our restaurant. It's our third time to get to go food and
yeah, it's pretty weeks. Cool. Yep. I mean, we picked up a pizza and they have like six packs to go, which surprised me. I didn't realize that they canned and had their own labels and everything for their beer that they make there. Yeah. And then they also have these $6 takeaway meals that are like chilled and then you cook them when you get home. So it's like they're pre-cooked, but it shows you how to reheat them, I guess. So we got lunch for tomorrow too.
Yes, $6 a piece too. That's not bad for a lunch.
And I, for real.
It's enough of a lunch. It's
yeah, it's like a meal.
I'm not feeling like it's $6 worth of food. I got the fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah, and I got some
chicken barbacoa.
Yeah, barbacoa chicken. I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, I would be too. I'm very excited to try it. Pumped about it, but yeah, BJ's and like the beer thing. So I got their double IPA. And it is phenomenal. I like it a lot. And it was only $10.50. I mean, plus tax and all that. But $10.50 is really good for a double IPA. Most double IPAs like Dream Crusher and whatnot, 13 plus.
Yep.
So I was really excited.
We have partaken, I guess. I don't think that's actually a word. Partook in a couple of the to-go curbside to-go food orders or whatever and drink orders, and it's been pretty nice. He got the beer today and I got some drinks from a Mexican restaurant down the road recently, and it's cool. You just pull up and they come to your car. I really think that the world in that sense should not go back to normal, because I'm all about not having to go into the restaurant and wait for my to-go order.
Well, I thought, I always see those spots, but I always thought maybe you don't have to get out of your car.
At BJ's, there was a sign that said, call this number and a team member will come out. But the Hispanic restaurant that we went to, I think I was literally the only person in the parking lot other than the people that were working there. And she just walked out to my car when I got there.
It's like hovering by the window, just waiting on you.
Yeah. That's for sure what she was doing.
Because we definitely had to put the make and model of your car in there.
In the BJ's one, thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Craziness. But no, it was good too. Food was great. Beer was great. And I'm excited about tomorrow's meal. And
yeah,
the pizzas are half off right now, folks. If you go on BJ's and order online, use the promo code half off and you get half off. It's like, damn, it's like this $30 pizza that you get for $15.
Yeah, and it was really good. We got a buffalo chicken pizza that had like buffalo sauce and ranch. I think it was ranch dressing and onions. And it was like chicken wings on a pizza, basically.
Chicken. Yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, which was really good.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was really spicy too. I don't think Connor enjoyed it.
Spicy.
Enjoyed it too much.
No.
But too bad for you, sir. I guess, I mean, we could really dive into entertainment tonight. There's a lot to be talked about. Not so much news-wise, folks. Everything's still canceled and nothing's happening. And it was weird. I got confused because I thought I saw a news story that said the last episode of The Walking Dead aired. Not the final, but the season finale. But then I read another one that said, with the season finale being on hold. I was like, yeah, I thought so.
Everything's back and forth. Like, some of it's still going, some of it's not. One of the shows that I watched did a rerun last week or this week. And
what show was it?
Okay. 911. It's a good show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do they call 911 a lot?
They're the fire department. And
the show should be about people dialing 911.
It is. I mean, it's people dialing 911, and it's like the 911 calls that they go out on. And the one guy's sister works for 911, and he works for the fire department. And like, it's a whole big thing. And it's basically like a soap opera. You know.
Yeah, you watch a lot of...
like Grey's Anatomy.
Well, you watch a lot of hospitals type stuff.
Yeah.
Which I avoid it because...
all the shows I watch.
Makes me realize that it's real, and it makes me sad and scared.
Yeah.
Google has changed their Hangouts app. It used to be Google Hangouts to now it's just Google Meet. Cool.
What is Google Hangouts?
It was where you did the videos and stuff.
Oh.
FaceTiming. Part of their version of FaceTiming. But I'm pretty excited about this. We need to talk about this. Facebook is launching a messaging app for couples.
Why is it couples?
It's a private space where you and your significant other, that's you, can just be by yourself.
It's a place to send nudes, basically.
No, no. With Tuned, you can be as mushy, quirky, and silly as you are together in person, even when you're apart. Creatively express your love, share your mood, exchange music to build a digital scrapbook of your special moments.
Why not just text each other?
Yeah, that's weird. So I'm going to have to probably not play with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
That's
literally, we're never apart anymore, so.
Oh, that is true. That's true. Very true.
Yeah, text me from the couch.
I could do that on our couples app. Hey, I got on this couples app to send you this. I'm creating a digital scrapbook of our love.
Yeah.
Of our love. Oh, God damn it. Sorry, Trump just said he will take a look at the Tiger thing that everybody's watching. Oh, Trump says he will take a look at Tiger King Joe Exotic pardoning him.
Oh, my God. Please get out of here. God.
Please do it.
Like, and I'm not even going to.
I'm trying to. I don't know how I want to. How I want to do all this, because it's hard to be structured when there's so much. There's not. It's like there's so much, but there's not so much. But we still haven't watched that Tiger thing, and I don't think we're
good. Tiger King? No, somebody asked me today if I had watched it, and I said, no, I haven't been that bored yet. I think that'll be like week 12. I have literally run out of every single thing to watch or rewatch, and then I'll watch that. I'm just not very interested in that at all.
No, and I don't really blame you, but I'm going to ask you, I want to play this dude for just a split second. And I think I've played stuff from him before. This is what I was listening. I wasn't really listening to this. I just want you to see if you recognize who this guy is. I'm going to have to fast forward. Sorry, guys. I can win you, take my hand and pretend like you ain't going to give it back. There's a lot of you got my mind all over you. It is country.
Luke Bryan.
It's not, but
Darius Rucker.
Might have to go to a different one. He did a duet here. This one's pretty like, whoo, but God. Thank God I needed that one more whiskey. Somebody bumped you right up again. Anyways, I know I've played him for you before. And I've been like,
The guy from Stained.
No, that is. That
I'm trying to think of country people that you would actually listen to.
Aaron Lewis has a definite different sound than that.
Yeah, I know. That was a reach.
Yeah, but here you go.
Eli Young is the only other one you would listen to.
Here is his original stuff.
What? Isn't this Third Eye Blind or no. 3 Days, something like that, with a three?
Give it a second. Here it is.
I know the song.
Everybody does, but I want everybody else to be. Oh, shoot. Anyways, Default is my Nickelback. I love every single song that they put out. Like, there's not one song in their category, library, whatever you want to call it, that I don't love. But I thought it was funny because I had forgotten that he'd gone country. And then I was listening to Default today, let it play through, and I was like, didn't he go country? And then I went back over there, and he had some new music.
Country song.
And I was just like, whew. It's not terrible, but it's just so weird. This wasn't quite the jump that Aaron Lewis made, but still a jump.
Yeah, that was very country, though.
It's still not. I mean, Aaron Lewis went from yelling and screaming, and talking about how much he hates his parents to talking about sitting on his farm riding a tractor. Like, huh? But then he came back and wrote even more metal songs about how much he hates everything and then went back country. So it just, it's like, who are you?
And I mean, if it sells, it
sells.
All,
that's what it becomes. It's like, oh, well, this is just about money. But yeah, I listened to that today and I think it was pretty much it's pretty much been a boring thing. August Burns Red did put out that new CD that we teased last week. And unfortunately, so the music is, the context of it is great, but it sounds like a really crappy recording. I don't know if Google Play did it, or I don't know if they did it, or if that's how they put it out. And I've seen this before because All That Remains was one of my favorite metal bands. And you can play their first CD and their second CD, and you're like, what the heck happened? And it's just really crappy production on the CD or whatever. I can't spell August right now, so A-G-U-S-T. Oh, man, I can't spell it. Yep. I kept saying it in my head. But yeah, I just was not impressed with just, I'm just not overall not impressed with the sound of it. Right? And I know that sounds weird, but it's just... Like, the vocals are very low. They sound... The vocals kind of sound beneath the music, and the guitar sounds real dirty, and... It just... And then, like... And then when you go to an older one, you'll instantly hear the difference in the production. Anyways, the production's real bad, but we'll see. I don't know. I'm going to listen to it again. I only listened to it once. Just didn't like it. Didn't love the production, but it's a good CD. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
After I listened to it a couple times. But let's shift here. Let's shift into our entertainment. See if we got any cool entertainment news. Disney has racked up 50 million Disney Plus subscribers.
I mean, really? Like, what else are you supposed to do during the day? I've watched Frozen 2 like 18 times since quarantine. Honestly, it's a pretty good movie, but, you know.
What do you think of... What do you think of Frozen there, since you watched it so many times?
Frozen 2, the second one, is better than the first one, in my opinion.
Huh.
I like the music a lot better.
Even the music?
Yeah, I think it's actually a pretty cute movie. Connor loves it. He laughs at Olaf, the little snowman, every single time he watches it, which is hilarious.
I don't feel like there was a Let It Go song on there that took over the world.
I mean, there's one that's like the main song of the movie, kind of, but not as much as that one did, as the Let It Go did, because that was, it was such a, I think when Frozen came out, I never really watched it when it came out, so I don't really remember very much. But I think when it came out, it was like the first of its kind in a long time kind of thing. And, you know, the first princess queen to have powers and all this stuff. And so everybody loved it. I never really got on that bandwagon, but I don't know.
Rapunzel had powers. Wasn't she a princess or no?
I mean, her hair glowed. Yes, glued. I guess.
What's glowed?
Glowed.
Glued? Glowed.
Glowed.
I know that. I was trying to be funny. Quit trying to lecture me.
Mm-hmm.
Glued. My hair glued once. Like in the past. Because fly, I mean flew, right? So grow, glue, makes sense.
Grow and glue?
It makes sense.
Glow and glowed.
No, I'm saying
but
fly.
You can also, I'm flew. Not. The English language is the most ridiculous thing ever, so.
Right. Show, showed, fly. I'm trying to think of other, anyways. When you change the past tense, you have to change the spelling of the word. Anyways, you liked Frozen 2, and then we watched Onward. Y'all kind of watched it. I tuned out. I just did not like it that much.
I mean, it was good, but then at the end of it, Connor kind of lost it, and I didn't really catch the end of it because he was bored of watching a movie. But it was more about like brothers and having a brother and being like good brothers to each other, I guess. I don't know. Siblings, yes.
You have to be brothers.
Well, it is brothers because in the movie, the brother basically not raised him, but he was like his father figure in that movie. And so it was a cute movie, I will say that.
Yeah, and it all built up to that one moment, and then you don't get to see that one moment because he just says, oh, how did that moment go? That's...
Yeah.
It's off camera.
And, like, he explains it, but...
Yeah, we don't want to spoil that
yet. I don't know. I didn't really hear that part anyway, so...
No. I was like, huh, interesting.
Yeah, it was definitely a cute movie.
Yeah. Are you going to watch it? I don't know if
I mean, I'll watch it again at some point because I would like to see what actually happened, but... it was not my favorite Pixar movie.
No.
I will say.
Ooh, which brings me to one of the topics of the day, Pixar movies. What? So I was trying to, in my head, rank the Toy Story movies today. How hard is that? Toy Story.
I would say 1, 4, 2, 3.
1, 4. Ah, that's exactly what I just wrote down. But I wrote them backwards, 3, 2, 4, 1, and because I hate 3 the most. 3 is the worst.
Oh, I went from worst to, or I went from best to worst.
3 is your favorite? Or?
No, 1 yeah, is yeah. my favorite.
No, that's what I said. We have the same thing.
Oh.
You have
one. You went from worst to best. I went from best to yeah. worst.
I have 3, 2, 4, 1, and you had 1, 4, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Yep. So we had the exact same.
The one with Lotso is the worst.
It's terrible, the daycare.
Yeah.
The second one is...
I hate the whole Al's Toy Barn thing and all of that.
Well, it's funny to me because the whole collecting thing, I'm like, jerk. Yeah. Yeah, I got to make sure it's mint condition.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything about collecting stuff at all. Not a pack rat. And of course, the first one is the best, of course, hands down. And then the fourth one. So the first time we watched it, I didn't like it. And I still don't like the end of it. And I don't have to like the end of it. But I think overall, it's a better movie.
Yeah, than the others.
Yeah, and those crazy dummies are awesome.
Oh, they're so creepy. I don't know why they put those in a children's movie. And the little stuffed animals that are, what, Key and Peele that play them or something.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, they're creepy too. I'm like, holy crap.
They're not creepy.
I mean, they're funny. As an adult, they're funny. But if I was a child watching that movie, those things would scare the crap out of me.
Yep. But I also wonder, like, when you're making the fourth one, are you making it for new kids? Or are you making
No. Just like Incredibles 2 was made for adults.
Yeah, that movie.
Which, it was terrible.
Boring.
It was terrible.
I do not like it. And I waited 8 years to watch it. Or however long it was to watch it.
That was the last movie we watched before I had Connor.
Yes, it was. In theaters.
Before we had Connor.
Yep.
I had Connor.
No, you did all the work. You get credit for that.
Yes, I do.
I just held your hand and was like, oh my God, oh baby.
You did not faint, though.
And now he's a little turkey.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is what people warned us about.
I know. He learned the word no, and that's the only word he says now.
No. Yeah. And he's reached his terrible twos a little early. But no, definitely 1, 4, 2, 3, Toy Story. Uh-huh. I would love to know how you guys rank it. If you want to get on the Facebook and comment, that'd be awesome. I'd like to know what, if anybody thinks that one of the movies is better than the first one, that would be interesting to me.
Yeah, it would.
The fourth one, Forky is probably the greatest thing ever.
I know. Trash.
And he's always trying to throw himself away.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Trash.
Yeah.
Pretty excited about it.
I do like that. Yeah. That one a lot better.
As weird as it is, I hope there's a fifth one, even though you're not supposed to. You're supposed to be done with it. They're like, hey, we're done with this. I want a fifth one.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's been out long enough. There shouldn't be any spoilers out there, but I won't say what exactly happens. But it's kind of brought to an end, and so you're not really... I don't really expect them to do another one, but at the same time, if it made money, they're going to make another one.
I think it's the highest earning Toy Story out of all of them.
Yeah, for sure.
Boom. That's stupid. I just read a news story that said New Mutants might be coming to Disney Plus, and I'm like, nah, that's Hulu, bro. You don't know what you're talking about. If that comes to anything, it'll be Hulu. Don't forget, folks, Disney owns Hulu as well.
Is that a TV show or a...
It's a movie.
Movie?
It's a really crappy movie that Fox made 10 years ago.
Oh.
And they kept reshooting it, redoing it, because they were like, yeah, this is not good. Just like all the other X-Men stuff that we've done.
Literally.
It's all terrible, but let's put this out. Anyways, let's see. We finished third season of...
Ozark,
which was intense.
Holy crap. I made the mistake of saying that season was kind of boring, and then we hit the end and I was like, oh my God, I take it all back.
And now we have to wait 360 days for season 4. Oh wow, yeah, it will be season 4. Boy, I hope that...
Hopefully we're out of quarantine by then.
Comes faster than... I hope so, yeah. What else did we watch? Oh, yeah, we can finally... Okay, we can do a little spoiler alerts here, folks. We're going to talk a little Star Wars. We finally just now watched Rise of Skywalker. That's the first Star Wars movie that I did not see in theaters since I was old enough to go to the movies.
Yeah.
Shameful.
It was. What did you think?
Put me to sleep.
It was a little bit rough to follow for a while. And like, it was a good movie, I thought. I don't really care for what they did with Kylo Ren, and because they build up this whole thing and then it's just like, never mind.
That's exactly what it all did. It did not flow with the previous movie at all.
No.
The previous movie's like, the past doesn't matter. Break everything, kill everything, destroy it all. And this one was like, just kidding.
Yeah. Well, and her... Are we doing spoilers or...
Probably. I mean, if you're going to...
The way that they made... What is her name? Rin?
Yep.
Where she actually comes from and who she actually is. That was dumb, too. Like...
Yeah, one of the podcasts that I listened to, because I finally got to listen to the episodes on it, was like, it was so anticlimactic. They said they could tell that, I know his name, Kylo. Can't think of his name right now. But they could tell that the actor was like, what? When he does it, he was like, what? This is stupid.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I think for so long in my head that I thought she was going to be somebody else and someone else's kid and all of this stuff. And then all of a sudden they're like, nah, let's just reach way far into the back.
Well, they tried in the last one to make such a big deal out of not being anybody, like you just said. And then they were like, just kidding, it is somebody.
Yeah, it's just, it was okay. I would like to watch all of them back to back, like the entire Star Wars series saga, whatever it is.
Luke Skywalker drink purple milk from an alien on the side of the... Ugh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He drinks the milk out of that cow thing. It's so stupid.
No, I mean like the old ones too. Every single Star Wars movie. Yeah. I think it would be cool to just watch them all together to see how well they flow. And I haven't seen those movies since...
We watched them when we bought the Blu-rays. It was like 3 years ago.
I was just about to say, since we were in the apartment.
It wasn't that long ago.
I feel like it was.
We watched the first six and the seventh.
Yeah. I'm pretty positive I fell asleep every night watching them, but
probably not.
You know. Anyway.
Then why are you saying you want to watch a movie that you're going to go to sleep while watching?
Quarantine. Ugh. Someone's going to end up murdered in this house.
You are murdered. Nine movies now. Ooh. Plus, if you throw in the in-betweeners, I guess you can start with the Han Solo movie. So that's 10, and then you got the Rogue One, right? Yep, that's 11. And then now you can also watch the first season of The Mandalorian too.
That show was so good.
Yes, it was.
Like, better than any of the movies, I feel like, that have been put out recently.
Yep.
Sure.
Absolutely. The first one, I don't even remember what it's called. The first news movie.
I couldn't tell you.
God, I can't think of what it's called. I want to say A New Hope, but it's not A New Hope. That sucks. I know The Last Jedi, but damn. I want to say The Phantom Menace. Like, I'm saying all the ones that are first, but not this one. But it wasn't terrible. The Force Awakens. It wasn't terrible. It was pretty much the same plot as A New Hope regurgitated.
Right.
All of it to like a T. Like, you can sit there and line them up.
Yeah.
Replace R2 with this Rolly droid, BB-8. And then, I mean, that girl was on a desert planet just like Luke. It was, there's so many, there's a dichotomies. There's so many parallels in the two movies. It's kind of like, but whatever. This one had a lot more computer animation, too. This last one did.
And some of it was so terrible. Like,
yeah,
I don't know what the heck happened or why it didn't translate very well. But some of it, I was like, did you make that in the 1980s and then use that footage or something?
Yep. And, you know, I will always, for the rest of my days, struggle with the fact that the last thing you see of Luke with Darth Vader is him turning good, trying to, you know, tell Darth Vader, there's good in you. I feel it. And he's all happy and lovey, and he's a very positive person. And then in The Last Jedi, he's so negative and so angry and just so boring. Just like a little hermit, kind of a dick.
Yeah.
And it just changes the character. It's like, man, I guess I get it, but of course,
still stupid.
He does have, what, 2 Force ghost appearances in this one. Whatever.
There was a lot of that going on in this movie.
Yeah, that one scene. I mean, this really isn't a spoiler, but all the Jedi like whisper to her. It was like every person that was ever in any of the movies, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
It's like, oh, okay. Ray, you can do it. It's like, you can do it. You can do it. Now I'm that girl from Ozark. You can do it. You can grow my heroin field. I don't know what her name is. I can't think of it, but
the old lady.
Yeah, the old crazy witch. But Darlene, there it is, yeah. Darlene. But yeah, overall, I think I would rather watch the Phantom Menace, which is my least favorite. No, Attack of the Clones is my least favorite one, because when Anakin talks about sand, it just kills me. It's some of the worst stuff you've ever heard in your entire life.
Yeah.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating. And it gets everywhere.
And it gets everywhere.
That's actual dialogue. So somebody wrote that on a piece of paper, handed it to an actor, and said, bro, this is it right here.
Well, and like, what is that stupid rat tail he's got going on? That's annoying.
Yep. But for those of you that are worried, don't be worried. There is a slated Star Wars movie for 2022, Christmas 2022.
What is that going to be?
Supposedly, it's going to be the Old Republic. So they're going back 300 or 400 years before any of this happened. They're going to tell us about times back then.
Interesting.
Where the Jedi and reigned supreme, and they were, you know, in control of the Republic and all that business. Which I would be probably more interested in 200 years in the future. People speaking about Rey and Luke like they were legends and doing, figuring out what happens in the future. Prequels kind of, they always kind of dull me. Just like, ugh. It's like, I know where this ends up. I don't know the ending for this prequel story, but I know where it ends up. Like when you watch Better Call Saul, you know where Saul ends up.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's like, no, I do want to see how he got there. I get that. But there's no threat of death to the character. There's no threat. There's not many threats at all because you know where he ends up.
Exactly. If you've seen something, then it kind of ruins the whole suspense of it. I started watching this new show that, I mean, it's not new. It's on season 3, and one of the Grey's Anatomy like did a joint show with it or something. So you had to watch the first episode on Grey's Anatomy and then go watch it on the other one. And so I watched it on Station 19, which made me want to go watch the show. So I went back and started watching season 1, and the whole like season finale is them in this fire. 2 or 3 of them almost die. And I'm like, well, I know they don't die because I already saw in season 3, like, what the heck? And that's my own fault, but it's just silly. It sucks when that happens.
That's funny because the trick that, Rhonda? Rashonda. The trick that she's Jones. Using there is a comic book. That's yeah. Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones? No.
That's
Rashonda. I don't know. I hate that lady. I don't remember her name.
She signed a big-ass deal with Netflix, but it seems like she's still making ABC rhymes. What the heck? Rhymes. What? It's Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda Rhimes, yeah.
I thought she signed a big-ass deal with Netflix, but whatever. Look at her. Yeah, happy baby, whatever. No,
she kills everybody off, so.
Shonda Rhimes.
I mean, I can't really be mad. That show's been going on for like 17 years. I literally started watching it as a teenager in high school, so.
Yeah, it's still weird that it's not going to end up with, like, if it doesn't end up with her dying, what the hell has this all been for, pretty much? It kind of has to, doesn't it? Has to.
Like, I think that it will end with her getting Alzheimer's.
Ugh, that's worse than death.
But it goes along with the show. Her mom, at the very beginning, first couple of episodes, her mom has Alzheimer's and she's like going into her surgical residency, and then she is dealing with her mom that's in a home, and her mom was this great surgeon before, and I think that that's how I have a I just think that that's how she would end the show.
Whew. Yeah, that's
her daughter. Maybe her daughter like coming up in her first day in residency or something and dealing with Meredith in a home. That would suck. I would be very annoyed, but yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if any of your wives watch Grey's Anatomy or you ladies that are listening, but you know, those are my thoughts.
Hmm. Yeah, that'd be interesting. It's quite a way to cap off of. It'll be interesting when she has to end that period, 17, 18. Whatever.
I mean, yeah, it's I think it's season 16 right now, actually, is what it is, and it's crazy. There's like 3, maybe 4 original cast members that are actually in the show still. And one is an original cast member, but she literally has no lines. Bogey.
Bogey.
The surgical tech.
That's a pretty cool. Hell, I would do
She's
that just to get paid.
She's a little old Asian lady.
Get paid. Hell yeah. I would love to be a backup quarterback. Just sit on the bench. Give me that money. Give me the money. But no, yeah, Grey's Anatomy. Going crazy. The show that we're watching now, though, I think, I know I've talked about it before in the show, but it's that Zoe's Infinite playlist.
Oh, yeah, that show is pretty good.
I like musicals. I know, I'm sure you didn't listen to it, but I brought it up on the show and told people about it. You need to go check it out. Zoe's
Extraordinary Playlist.
Yeah, it's such a weird, good show, which is what we're going to do right after we hang up this madness.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, when we first started watching it, I didn't think that I would care for it. And it's weird because it's one of those shows that, unless I'm watching it, like I completely forget about it. When you put it on last night, we hadn't watched it in like 4 weeks. We have a couple episodes to watch, and I don't know. It's one of those ones that you could just never see again and be fine. But at the same time, like when you're actually watching it, it's really good. I like the way that they incorporate the singing, and it's not like
the dancing too.
And the dancing. A lot of those shows can be really lame, I feel like, that have musical numbers and whatever in them, but that one it's pretty good.
Yeah, I actually feel like I need to go back and watch Glee. But I didn't like the idea of Glee because it's in high school. And as an adult, like that was my struggle with Riverdale too. I was like, this just feels weird.
I liked Riverdale.
Oh no, you did, but
I think there's new show episodes or something for me to watch, actually. But it's just some of those shows now, especially things like Riverdale and there's another one that's like teenager drama mess. But they all dress so provocatively, and I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you wearing lingerie to school right now? Like, that's not real life, literally. Although apparently it is, because that's how teenagers dress nowadays, and I don't understand.
Yeah, they just, if you don't like it, they...
When I was 13, I looked ridiculous, like a clown slapped on some makeup or something. And
no, they go on the internet and complain, and yeah, they get the principal in trouble.
Now, 13-year-olds' makeups look better than mine.
But I think that, like I said, I just can't... I like to, in a way, identify with what I'm watching a little bit. And that was even a struggle with Tom Holland as Spider-Man. It was weird trying to... It's like,
be an adult and watch a teenager...
Yeah, going through his little teenage stuff, and I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Because I've always had a sort of a relative understanding of the character, and then I was like, I don't understand this.
I'm too old for this now.
Yeah, it was weird, but I think he's going to be out of high school either in the next movie or the one after that.
Yeah.
Which that was supposed to be shooting right now, and it's on pause.
Like the whole world.
I wonder, like, I don't know how all that Hollywood stuff's going to work, because they've got schedules like, so he's supposed to, we'll just say he's filming Spider-Man from April to July. And then he's supposed to start a new movie in August to whenever. So now that Spider-Man's pushed, it's like, hey, you got to push that new movie. But that new movie doesn't have to be pushed because there won't be quarantine during, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait, you want us to push our movie to use Tom Holland because you had to push your movie? It's just going to be...
It'll be kind of like a battle. They have to pick and choose what they want to do, and they're all going to need to work together and say, look, like, I understand that your stuff was pushed, so I'll push mine back, but that's not going to happen.
No, and that where I was getting at was, I wonder how many movies are going to be recasted. And, like, so you'll get this, you'll get a version of the movie. It's weird when you think about it, you know, when, like, paths that go different directions when you make a choice. If I went left instead of right today, what would that path have been? So you're like, well, you know, Tom Holland was supposed to be in this movie, but he couldn't do it. So we got Asia Butterfield, the kid from War Games. What is the name of that movie in space? Ender's Game. So we went with this guy instead.
If they just change Spider-Man again?
No, they won't change Spider-Man. They would change whatever. His next thing is Uncharted. It's a video game movie.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, well, we're going to have to do this. And
Ender's Game was actually really
the
good.
The girl from Pitch Perfect 3. I think Pitch Perfect 2 and 3.
The newer, mm-hmm. youngest girl?
Her name is... it's Haley something.
Steinfeld.
That's it. So she was supposed to be Hawkeye's daughter.
Really?
In the Hawkeye show. And that was, they were like, nah, we're going to find somebody else. But now there's a chance that she might be back because of all this. So it's situations like that. So they said, oh, well, now she might be back again.
The guy that actually plays Hawkeye he'll be Hawkeye in that show?
Well, he's training her.
Okay.
Yeah, it's passing of the torch, the same as this Black Widow movie.
Oh.
Why? What was that about?
So Hawkeye will now be a woman?
She won't be Hawkeye. She'll be somebody else, but she'll have a bow.
But like, he won't be there and he...
I'm sorry. All these people are getting old, babe. They can't do all the movies.
Well, keep it like a man.
Whoa.
I don't know.
You don't want the all-female Avengers?
No.
They're coming.
That's not the Avengers then. Like, it's not true to the characters that you started out with and what was in the comic books. And like, I understand all this reform and feminism and everything and more power to you. But like, why change something that has been the same way for 60 years and that's how it was written? I don't get that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they eventually created a female Avengers and all that in the comic books.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they've got to keep it fresh. And like, I'm still not excited to see Black Widow, and that has nothing to do with anything. It's just,
I never really cared for Black Widow's character, though.
It's exactly like, I would watch Pepper be Iron Man. I'd watch that. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Or I would absolutely watch Scarlet. I can't wait for Scarlet Witch.
And
Vision.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy, but I'm just not into Black Widow. And
I just never really understood Black Widow's character. Like, what is her purpose? Russian literally spy. Like, nothing. She shocks people with some weird things on her wrist. Like,
she knows karate.
Yeah. Other than that, she's annoying. I don't really care for that actress either, but
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. I don't know why. There's something about her.
Yeah. She's not, she's fine, but she's not special.
No.
She's no Gwyneth Paltrow.
You're not special. Sorry.
I mean, there's actors. You got the ones that glow. You got the special ones. The Robert Downey. Well, he's only good as Iron Man. Like, people are trashing that Dr. Doolittle. But you got the special ones. And she's just not one of them.
Yep.
I'm trying to, like, you know, Julia Roberts. Meryl Streep. Oh, my God. Yeah, Meryl Streep can kill it. Goldie Hawn. I don't know about that one.
Yeah. I don't know about any of those ones you listed.
Julia Roberts? Are you kidding yourself? She's like one of the most famous actresses of all times.
Mm.
What are you mooning about?
Maybe it was just before my time.
Jeez. Aaron Brockovich was not before your time?
I've never seen that movie.
What?
Mm-hmm.
About to go down Julia Roberts' IMDb page.
I mean, I do like her, but... She was just never major when I was...
She's 70 now?
An adult.
About to find out how old she is and have a heart attack. I hate...
Is she really 70?
1967, so I don't... You have to do the math on that. I'm not doing it right now. 2007 would have been 40. So 2017, 50. She's almost 60.
She's 53.
Yep. That's getting up there. But, ooh, yeah, she's been on a lot.
I did like The Runaway Bride. Was that her?
Yeah. Mystic Pizza, Sleeping with the Enemies, Hook. I forgot she was Tinkerbell and Hook.
Oh, I like that movie.
The Pelican Brief, Mary Riley, My Best Friend's Wedding, Conspiracy
She's
Theory.
She's in the...
Notting Hill. That's one of my favorites. I love Notting Hill.
Ocean's movies too,
Erin
right?
Brockovich. Yeah, but that's not real. Like, she's not really doing anything in those movies. I was trying to think of movies where you're actually acting. Duplicity. Yeah,
I do like her though.
Mirror, mirror. Like, I don't know. Natalie Portman's really good. She does like that crazy movie where she's in the mall and has a baby, or actually, it's in a Walmart.
Yeah, where she lives in the Walmart.
Yeah,
that was a good movie.
She did a movie where she was a stripper, Closer, and she was Queen Amidala in Star Wars.
Yep. What's her Angelina Jolie? You like her? No.
I used to like her until she tried to ruin Brad Pitt.
I Back thought that off. She was good in that. What is that movie that they take her kid and then put her in the mental institute and say she never had a kid?
Oh.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Sounds horrible.
Changeling or something, maybe.
We're going to give this a top 10 list. It's called thetop10s.com, so it has to be accurate. They gave number one to Meryl Streep, but they gave number two to Scarlett Johansson, and that's just not true. She was born in 1984. I'm older than she is.
By 1 year.
Angelina Jolie, number three. This list is complete shit. Jodie Foster is better than both of them. Emma Watson, all she's ever done is Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman, she's better than them up there. Ugh. Natalie Portman, Sandra Bullock, but Kate Blanchett, she's really good. Dang it, Kate, what is it? Jim's wife. God dang it. She's really good too. Sigourney Weaver's pretty good back in the day. So there's a lot of good actresses out there, but a lot better than Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
I can't believe I can't think of Jim's wife's name now. John Krasinski's wife. Emily Blunt. There it is. Bam.
Oh, yeah.
And Michelle Williams, too. She was Brokeback Mountain and all those movies. She's really good, too. Dawson's Creek. Hey! But, yeah. Uh-huh.
Emily Blunt was in that really sad, super sad, depressing movie.
Well, now that you said that, I was thinking of Captain Marvel. Brie Larson in that movie, The Room, where it was just her and that kid.
Oh, yeah. That movie was effed up.
She was good in that. She was great in that.
Yeah.
So, stuff like that. That's what you're looking for when you're trying to find the real actors and actresses. The stuff that seems impossible to do, like taking Steve Carell from The Office to that show we watched.
We're doing a really good job.
No.
I don't know what show you're talking about.
Yes, you do. The show with him and Jennifer Aniston, The Morning Show.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane right there. That is, whoa, what happened? This comedy guy just went full on rapist.
And he did a really good job. Like, he was creepy in that movie and that show, and he was supposed to be, but he did a good job.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
those movies and shows that you actually have to act because it's something that is like heartfelt or like something hard to do or talk about, those are the people that are good actors and actresses.
On the Office Ladies podcast that I listened to, someone wrote a question and asked her about Jenna Fisher gets sad on set. And she goes, sometimes you're just sad for the character. It's like, shut up.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
What was Pam sad about in The Office? Like,
literally? She was sad a lot. She was sad all the time when Roy wasn't treating her correctly, or it was one of the things that Jim had said to her. And
but that's like.
Oh, it was when Jim said, yeah, you should go pursue your dream. And then Roy said, no.
I don't think she's sad. She gets mad at Jim there and says, oh, excuse me, I'm fine with my decisions.
Go listen to the podcast because she said she was sad.
Oh, well, sorry.
So, yep. Office Ladies, you should listen to it because you would like it. You'd like it a lot. But yeah, no, I'm with you on the Scarlett Johansson thing. Johansson.
She's terrible.
No, thanks. Hard pass. We'll see. And the whole Marvel thing got shifted. So, because Black Widow's now November, and then they moved the Eternals to March or April.
Huh.
It all got shifted.
April is now.
So both of the girls, Angelina Jolie, is going to be in Marvel Universe. And that's weird to me. It's weird to even think about.
Yeah.
Not too excited about it. But yeah, I just, Final Fantasy VII Remake's coming out. That's a video game thing that I'm sure you're excited about, Kaylin.
Oh, so excited.
I'm glad that they didn't put the brakes on that. Apparently, PlayStation put the brakes on a couple of other games because retailers can't sell them.
Why can't I order one car side to go?
Yeah, I don't even want to open. It's a can of worms, and I'm like, you guys are nuts. It makes me mad. I'm like, who the cares if Walmart gets a piece of a video game sale? It's not supposed to be about that. It's supposed to be about your consumers. It's that Iron Man game, the virtual reality Iron Man game.
Yeah.
And then The Last of Us Part 2. Both of them I would have been stoked about. Like, I would have bought The Last of Us Part 2 when it came out, and we would have started playing it, and you probably would have watched it. So I was really excited about it because you watched the first one, most of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really excited. Now it's on pause until can get their crap together. I'm like, I don't care if GameStop gets a piece of sales on this.
Yeah, like, why does that matter? Why can't you just do online and download it?
Yeah, why don't it's the same price.
Literally.
I'm paying the same price, $59.99. It hadn't changed. Paying the same price at Target, Best Buy, or online. So PlayStation, if you care that much about them getting their piece of it, let us pay for it, and you give them their piece.
Right.
Here's 10 grand that you missed out on because the coronavirus wouldn't let, you know, come on.
Well, and why can't you just order, I mean, even if you don't want to download it from online and have a physical copy, why can't they just sell it online?
They know that
physical copy from
people won't do that.
Whatever that store is.
People will only, there's a whole bunch of people that are like, it's either straight from the PlayStation store or hand in hand.
Ugh, that's dumb. Or, well, no, like, not. why doesn't GameStop do the same thing that, or that, I guess they're not an essential business, so they can't be open.
It's very simple. I'll explain to you. Because if you order it on GameStop or anywhere else online, you're not going to get it the day it comes out. You're going to get it 2 or 3 days after it came out. So the only way to get it when it comes out is when you go to the store or when you get it.
Yeah, I mean, online. I understand that. But also, GameStop's not open. So
the online is. We can buy something from GameStop, right? You bought some from Dillard's. They're closed.
Yes, but what I meant was, like, what I was going to say was, why don't you just order it online and then pull up to the store and then bring it out to your car, like Walmart and HEB does? Yeah. And then I realized they're not an essential store, so they're closed.
But, and that doesn't matter either, because PlayStation wants equal opportunity. They want everybody to be open.
Yeah, which, I mean, makes sense, but at the same time, like, that's dumb.
It's very dumb. And I hope it bites them in the ass. And I hope Microsoft does the same thing. But
is Xbox doing the same thing?
I'm sure. Well, summertime, like, video games is November. You probably know that. It's all November. So this doesn't even really matter. They sprinkle one or two games throughout the year, and then November is when it all takes off. So it's not a big deal. And Xbox, I don't think they have anything coming out. So, but the PlayStation 5 controller was released. I showed you a picture of that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's shaped more like an Xbox controller, in my opinion, with my vast knowledge of it.
Yep. It's pretty. It's white.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I wonder if the console is going to be white then. I don't know if they're going to do like all the different color schemes, but I'm like, okay, let's do it. Let's see what happens. In our last bit of news, this is... So there's a... I thought this was a joke, but apparently there's going to be a horse game between NBA players aired on ESPN. That's how desperate they are for some kind of sports. So all the players that are going to participate in this horse game will do it from their houses. So, because they're not allowed to go to any gym or anything.
So like video chat of it?
Yeah, pretty much. They're going to have cameras there, and they're going to live stream Chris Paul saying off the car, off the roof, into the goal. And then they're going to go to the person playing against him that has to do the exact same shot.
Oh my God.
And I thought it was a joke when I first saw it, but it is actually really happening. They're starting to get the,
I mean, I can see how it would be cool.
Sort of. It's a lot of moving pieces.
But at the same time, like, how is that possible? Because are you allowed to have that many people over at your house? And here, we're not supposed to mix households. It's
one person.
So
one person.
One camera person and a boom mic?
There won't be a boom mic. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is done with webcams.
Yeah, true.
No. So, wouldn't be surprised if they're mailing the equipment to those guys like, hey, set it up like this and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I showed you the other day, Skip and Shannon are doing their stuff in their house.
Yeah.
So stupid. Like, I told you, the office lady's like, hey, I'm going to record in my closet. Because the two of us can't meet at a million-dollar studio and do our...
No. It's closed.
It's not... That's not what it is at all. It's the celebrities trying to show us that they're doing the same thing as we are when they're really not.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, thanks. You guys are just like us. You're trapped in your multi-million-dollar mansion, and I'm trapped in my...
You have a pool and a tennis court, and I bet you're not anywhere near out of toilet paper.
Yep.
And you have a maid that can go grocery shopping for you.
Yeah, so. And they had someone come set up their studio.
So or you have a personal chef.
I
was quarantined with a personal chef, that'd be...
$400,000 microphone in my closet. I hope this sounds okay. Does it sound okay? Also have every sound person on speed dial that'll help me fix it. But I don't care. It's so weird. I'm like, I don't care. Y'all just go to your studio. There's two of you. There's literally three people that do the office podcast. It's like, you can't have three people meet up. Hey, have you been around anybody? Nope. Me neither. Okay. Let's do this.
I mean, so. I get that, but isn't that like what you're not supposed to be doing right now?
No.
The studio is closed. It's not.
So, by your means, if you go to the store, you've been around people. Me and Connor shouldn't be around you anymore.
No, but stores are open because they're an essential business.
But if you can go to the store, why can't you have three people go in a room and make a podcast?
It makes sense. I agree. But also at the store, you're supposed to stay 6 feet apart.
You can stay 6 feet apart in a podcast. Very simple.
I am not disagreeing with that point. I think it's dumb. I think that everything should still be open, but.
No, not everything should. I'm saying, like, if you work in a tight group of people, then it makes sense to be spread out. If you work on a team of less than five people, and that's your job, and that's how you make money, there's no reason why you can't work. Doesn't make sense.
Right.
It makes sense for 30, 40. It makes sense for 10. 10 people can't be in the same room together. That makes sense. If you have three, when you have three people, you can talk to each other and communicate. You can have you or Rhodey or... You know, Chris say, hey, man, I made a mistake. I did this, this, and this. I shouldn't come today. It's the communication's there. The problem is that everybody's not telling everybody the truth, and that's how everything gets spread out.
Yep.
Because you're not going to work. Oh, yeah, I went to spring break in Florida. You're not doing that. You're not telling the truth, but whatever. I think if, you know, less than five people, I don't see why you can't do your job. But also, they can do it remotely, so it doesn't really matter. It's remote. I think next week's is the first one that was recorded remotely. So we'll see how it sounds. Probably won't notice a difference.
Probably not.
But they won't be able to see the video screen anymore because they do. Hey, look over here. What do you think of this? So they won't be able to do that anymore. But yeah, I think that about wraps us up today, folks.
Yeah.
Don't forget to check out Entrepreneur by David and Amanda. I'm still tuning into that. It's pretty amazing. The opening and closing of New Main Brewing. Love those two. We were supposed to have David on, which I need to get with him and see if we can do this thing remotely. I know he's going to listen to this if he made it this far. Because we will talk about that. Maybe we'll just do something remotely. And then I wanted to work with Michael Harper and see if we could. I want to talk to a couple businesses and see how they're adapting and whatnot. Because it's crazy.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how everybody's
funky picnic
changing and doing things.
Throwing out some big BA marketing right now on Facebook. Go on Facebook, search Funky Picnic, and check it out. They're kicking ace.
Yeah, they've been doing a really good job. We got food to go from them, actually. It was amazing.
Yeah, I love it. And they had the inflatable blow-up man in line to get crowlers yesterday, but they were out of crowlers, so they had to give him a bottle. And they called it a brawler because it's like a bottle.
It was a glass bottle, crawler. Yep,
bottle brawler. So it's like, oh, okay. It's pretty freaking cool. But they're doing some good stuff. And you might see Michael Harper all over it too, even when he doesn't want to be. But yeah, thanks. Thanks, everybody. It's been good. Been fun.
Yes.
Enjoy the talking about entertainment. And y'all do what you do and enjoy everything. Bye.
Bye.